We've got Materia Ture with us this morning. Tēnā koe.
Oh, kia ora. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you going?
I'm very good, thank you.
Is it cold down in the south?
It's really hot. Or maybe it's menopause. I can't tell.
Okay. On that note, we have Materia Ture with us, an academic and former politician. Oh, my goodness, what's going on in the political world? Or what's not going on?
Oh, my God. We always knew this was going to be one of the worst governments that we've ever seen. I think that's what's happening. And we're seeing it in a few different ways. There's a lot of chaos internally. So they're not very well organised, and they're not talking with each other properly, and there's a whole lot of mistakes, I'm sure, that are being made in the background that we haven't even seen yet. So that's problematic. And then we've got their action plans, which really are just about removing the capacity for families to really access government as a kind of the services the government has got. So, you know, we've had the big announcements of huge job losses in the public service. I mean, and these are just whānau, right? They're just like ordinary people with families and mortgages and stuff. There's nothing particularly unusual about a public servant. They just happen to work for the state as opposed to private sector, but they provide really useful services and really important ones, especially for low-income families. So there's been all of that. And now, you know, they've said that they're going to require referendums for the holding of Māori seats, you know, for councils to have Māori seats on the councils, which I can't really describe as any other way than just really racist. I try not to talk like that these days, but there's just no reason to justify putting up more barriers for Māori being able to access decision-making seats on local councils. So it's pretty terrible all around at the moment.
It seems to be our own, I'll say that in brackets, who are bringing forward these they're not plans, are they? They're more like actions that seem to marginalise Māori yet again.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess that's the case, particularly if you're talking about David Seymour. it's built on a false premise. So, you know, the thing is that councils don't have to have a referendum if they want to put in a new general seat, or a seat for a rural community, or a seat for anybody else, actually. If they want to increase the number of seats on council, they can do that. But for some reason, the government is deeply opposed to Māori having decision-making roles. And so they are attacking the Māori decision-making by making these bringing back these referendum. I mean, they were in place for a long time. They were really racist. They should have been taken out years and years and years, like decades ago, the referendum part of it. But so it's really hard to think anything but the worst about that. But the only thing, that's what we've seen with Te Whatu Ora and the dismantling of the Māori Health Authority, and I think that's, we're seeing kind of other kinds of attacks on environmental legislation, for example, and I think a lot of that is all about trying to find ways to remove Māori from decision-making. That seems to be a really important part of the Act in New Zealand First, Winston and David's kind of approach to this government.
And, it's having a knock-on effect too. For example, Auckland University is having to address overt racism towards Māori and Pacifica students. Is that the case in Otago, for example?
Well, yeah. I think we can be enormously grateful, if that's the right word, to Ngāi Tahu for their strength down here, which helps to kind of prevent some of the worst excesses of that. We often have attacks here on the medical, on our health sciences, because there is a process for enabling Māori students to be able to access the health sciences and come in to do that degree. The university here, we're about to launch our new name, Te Reo Māori name for the university. There's a new fertility kind of policy and process that's about to be implemented. We just got a new DVC Māori, Professor Jacinta Rūrū. So things are moving down here. And I think that's what we're going to see. Like, the institutions are going to make their own decisions about how they respond to fertility issues, how they meet their fertility obligations, regardless of what the government does. And I think iwi are going to do something similar, is they're just going to act and build their own relations regardless of what the government does. And that will mean that we can keep building good relationships down on the ground, and fighting off, you know, kind of racism in all its different forms on the ground, even while we have quite a hostile government.
Yes, I had a whanaunga say to me that he believed that it's like standing at the high tide mark and telling this tide to turn back before it gets there.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think just like just really standing our ground. But I also think that the government is really, it's kind of, this is like the last gasp, really, of those of people who have those kinds of views. I mean, they do have access to power and they have access to money, and a lot of this, I think, is being driven by overseas interests, in the sense that it's kind of international policy to encourage private investment of public services, to minimise diverse decision making, because the more diverse decision making you have, the more people, more inclusive you can be. And I think that there is a move internationally against inclusion, and I think that's what we're seeing reflected in what is a really right wing government. So we're going to have to live through it and fight it in all the corners that we are fighting it. But it is, I think, a lot of it's going to be us supporting each other as much as possible on the ground to like hold spaces. Because these guys won't be in government forever. And we have to make sure that the next lot who do come in are responding to our needs and demands for progress and for change.
Is this a weakness of MMP?
Oh, that's an interesting idea. Oh.
Or is MMP Yeah, it's got its weaknesses, but it's also got its strengths.
Yes, I think you're right. I think this is both the I think the fact that we have a three-part government is a strength of MMP, in that it makes a government more broad-based. But if the country for that moment in time is leaning right, it can get very conservative. Although I have to say, I do think that the Prime Minister has been especially weak. And, like, I don't think that he is holding himself up as a Prime Minister for all New Zealanders. I think he really is allowing both New Zealand First and ACT to have a lot of control over the political agenda, more than I think any other Prime Minister would have allowed in the past. And I think that's a mixture of inexperience and weakness. So I think you know, if a multi-party government can be a really good thing, but you still need to have a strong sense of your purpose, and I don't think there is that in National at the moment.
Yeah.
Other than breaking things. They seem to be kind of going around and, like, breaking all the things.
Yeah, like throwing a tantrum.
Like getting rid of Labour, smashing all the things that Labour did, because they didn't like Labour, but it's like without actually really building anything in its place, and that's causing an enormous amount of harm.
All right. And I was still thinking, like the 36-point plan. One of the things that seems to be coming out is that there is one politician with a lot of experience and a very small party holding a lot of sway.
And Mr. Jones.
Not just Mr. Jones. Winston, you know, and both of them, actually, in New Zealand First, have a lot of experience in comparison to the other parties. So does that would skewer the three-party relationship?
I think it looks like they're playing, New Zealand First is playing the long game. So I mean, Winston, you know, he gets a little extreme sometimes, but I think Shane Jones in particular is playing the long game with the regional infrastructure funds, and you know he's been down this way, you know, talking about different kinds of big infrastructure projects down here. And everywhere they go, people will tell them rightly that infrastructure is a real problem, and so they now have the pūtea to be able to help that. So they're kind of like setting themselves up for the next election and the one after, I think, to be in a stronger position. But I think that's part of their experience. I think ACT is just trying to make all the changes it can possibly think of as quickly as possible, as radically as possible. But I don't think that that's going to hold them well in the long term. I think it's going to cause, they're going to make too many mistakes, and then they're not really going to, So I do think we can see New Zealand First experience starting to play out in the way they're playing this political game at the moment.
Well, it's an interesting times in politics, and hopefully our people remember what's been done and what hasn't been done.
Yes, I hope so too.
Ngā mihi, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, kia ora, nice to talk with you. Have a good day, ka pai tō rā.
Ai, kia pai tō rā, hei kona.